red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colours.
A Netflix comedy special. Ricky Gervais, Armageddon. Stage lights flash in a full theatre as Ricky walks out on stage in black T-shirt and jeans. He beams, salutes and applauds the crowd.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Cheers. Thank you. No, shh. That's you. Thank you. No, you know the score. Shut the fuck up. Thank you. Welcome to my new show. So new, in fact, it's still evolving. I've got bits tonight I haven't done before, right? If I ad lib, I haven't even thought it before. And I have some terrible fucking thoughts. But you can't help that, can you? You can't choose your thoughts. They just appear. It's too late. You have a thought, and it goes, I'm a thought. And you go, oh, fuck, I've thought that. And then sometimes the thought will go, now say it. And I say it, and Netflix. My last show, Supernature, dropped on Netflix last year. Big backlash, wasn't there? Big, oh, big backlash. People going, you can't say that. You can. I did. Yeah. The inevitable backlash, which made it the most watched special of the year, so... I've learnt my lesson. No, I have learnt my lesson, and that's why I'm going to be woke from now on. It's about time. Well, I'm sorry. Well, I am woke, and now I'm woke, the first thing I've got to do is change my Twitter bio. Because at the moment, it's like a list of the shows I've created. But now I'm woke, I've got to pop in the word anti-fascist. So people know I'm not a fascist, because that is a big problem at the moment. People come up to me on the street and they go, Rick, have you been imprisoning journalists? I go, no. They go, oh, interesting. They go, have you been gassing Jews? I go, no. They go, well, pop it in your bio then, you silly cunt. So, yeah. I'm not a fascist. It's an odd thing to just declare, isn't it, that you're not a fascist? We assume, don't we? You wouldn't go up to someone on the street and do that, would you? And go to, oh, by the way, I'm not a fascist. You know, it's like they protest too much. It's like going into a school and going, I'm not a pedo, so just forget I even mentioned it. So these kids are safe running around me. They can run around naked for all I care. I'm not a pedo, so... Of course, the word fascist has changed. Traditionally, the word fascist meant a member of a far-right authoritarian regime that uses militarism and violence to suppress individual rights. Now, the word fascist can mean liked a Joe Rogan tweet. So, words change, yeah? And that's part of the reason I'm going to become woke. Is words change, and I don't want to be left behind, you know? I don't want to end up like my granddad in the 70s. Oh, he was all like, coloured's this and queer's that. Oh. Although the word queer is all right again now. So if you wait long enough, it just goes full circle. Just be patient is my... So, yeah, you can use the word queer. You still can't use it as a noun, only as an adjective. You can't go up to someone and go, you're a queer, but you can go, hear about Darren? He's queer now. If Darren is definitely bent, you can't go around just slagging off Darren willy-nilly. Do you know what I mean? You can get sued in this country for saying someone's gay if they're not, you know, which is a homophobic law, because you can't be sued the other way around. You can't be sued for saying someone's not gay if they are, which seems unfair, doesn't it? Like, I could go up to Britain's biggest gay and go, all right, Alton, all right, and... he'd love that. He'd fucking love that. If that's your game, you want to be top of the pile, so to speak, right? I go, all right, Alton. You go, yeah. I go, ha, 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 ha. You're not a gay. He go, I bloody am. He go, I'm going to sue you. I go, you can't. You can't. He go, but know that I am gay. I go, I don't believe you are. He go, well, come on with me and see the shit I do if you don't believe me. Of course, the word queer has changed. Again, traditionally, the word queer used to mean someone who was attracted to the same sex as themselves, a gay man. Right? Now, the word queer can mean a straight man who wants some attention. I'm all queer now. Are you? Yeah, I'm right queer now. I am. Are you? Yeah. What about your girlfriend? Yeah, she's queer and all. We're just two queers queering each other out. Suck a cock. Nah. No, didn't think so. I'm not that sort of queer. Oh, what sort of a queer are you? Dyed my hair blue. So did my grandmother, and she fucking loved cock, so... what are we saying? I have no evidence for that. We never had that conversation.
At a lectern, he swigs a beer.
So words change, is my point. Like the word handicapped, right? Again, traditionally, that was the politically correct term, the all-inclusive term for cripples and shit, right? But then they went, no, we want to be disabled. They didn't want to be disabled. They said, we want to be referred to as disabled. We don't like the term handicapped anymore. Stop using it. Say disabled. And we went, OK, fine. And that's great. Just tell me the rules. And in fact, I'm a stickler for the rules. Like, if I was on a beach and a woman came running up and went, help, help, my handicapped toddler's drowning, I'd go, sorry, you're what, love? What? My handicapped toddler's drowning and he can't swim. Whoa, do you mean your disabled toddler is drowning? She goes, yeah. I go, right, well, let's... Oh, dead. Wasted too much time being woke, didn't I? Well, I am woke now and I can prove it. Here you go. I love illegal immigrants. Yeah, sue me now. Sometimes I go down to Dover for the day, right, and I look out, right, and look for a boat, and I see a dinghy with about 60 of them, and I go, over here, like, right? And I pull them in to shore, and I go, women and children first. They go, there are no women and children. Just you lads, is it? Just, come on, lads. Come on, lads. If I go down there one day and there's no boat, I am absolutely fucking gutted. I don't know. I just sort of wander into town, and I stand by the traffic lights, and I wait for a big lorry to pull up, right? And I look underneath. And there's a lad sort of clutching like that. And I go, where are you headed? And he goes, Gary Lineker's house. I go, it's just down there. Yeah. Fuck borders. Fuck, we don't need borders, do we? Be like the Vikings. They didn't care about borders, did they? I've got a little bit of Viking blood in me. Well, we all have, because of all the raping they did. They say it was raping and pillaging, but I think it was mainly for the raping. I think they added the pillaging bit for the wives. I mean, they went down one day and went, right, we're off to Great Britain. Oh, why? Just a bit of pillaging. Just pillaging. Just pillaging, babe. All right. Why are you wearing your rape hat? So this show is called Armageddon, and it's all about how I think humanity might end, because there's a long list of possibilities, you know. We're on a precipice, you know. It could be anything from global warming, the rise of the pandemic, you know, nuclear war, our own stupidity, basically. Because we are getting more stupid as a species, no doubt about that. You can now do a university degree course in Taylor Swift. How fucking low academically can you go? There's an institute in London called the School of Flower Arranging. I went past it, I couldn't believe it. School of Flower Arranging. I looked in and there's people having lectures. Flower arranging. My mum used to pick flowers every day from the garden, cut flowers, put them in vases around the house. At no point did anyone come round and go, what unqualified cunt did these? uh, yeah, the Earth is in a terrible mess, and it's my fault, my generation's fault, and the generation before, the boomers, with their deforestation and their fossil fuels, ruining the ozone layer, raising the temperature by a few degrees, so parasites, you know, bacteria, and these zoetropic pandemics are just going to get worse and worse. Like, if you're 20 years old now, you're going to have a very different middle age to me. I've had the best 60 years of civilization, right? But if you're 20 now, in 40 years' time, you're going to be in your house wearing a mask, crying. Like you do now over jokes. And I'm not going to be around to see that, but I am going to spend my entire fortune from now on private jets to make sure it definitely fucking happens. We're going to be the first generation that future generations are jealous of, right? Because we had it all, and we're using it all up. We're using up all the fresh water. We're using up all the fossil fuel, right? Usually you look back in history and you feel sorry for it. You go, oh, how did they live like that? Oh, how did they get around? No indoor toilets. I've got 9 toilets in my house. And sometimes I just run around flushing them for a laugh. Just so that in 40 years' time, Greta Thunberg has to shit out of a window. I've got 28 radiators. I always have them on full. Then I put the aircon on full, and it sort of settles at about 20 degrees. A lovely. It's how the cat likes it. She loves it at 20 degrees, and I spoil my cat. I love cats. I love having a cat. Think about it. Cats are great, but if you let them out, they bring home the most disgusting things. Last week, mine brought home a scouser with herpes. And it wasn't quite dead, so I had to get it by its legs and crack its head against the table. And who cares? If humanity was wiped out today, the Earth would return to a paradise in a few hundred years. If we lose bees, we're a desert forever. We're not that important. We're just one species of narcissistic ape. And some people on social media get annoyed when I say we're apes, you know, religious types, Americans. One bloke said to me, speak for yourself, dude, I ain't no ape. And I said back, well, you are, because we're all apes. He went, nah, what's a gorilla ever done? We've walked on the moon. I sent back, what do you mean we? You've done fuck all. You've spelt moon wrong. It's weird, isn't it, when people take credit for the sort of rest of the species, because that's what's pushed civilization forward, you know, a few geniuses along the way. Like, there's 8 billion people on this planet. Most of us do nothing. We eat shit and die. Like, if there was a meteor heading towards Earth to definitely destroy it, 4 billion people would get down on their knees and pray to their particular god, and a few hundred scientists would work out how to get Bruce Willis up there to stop it. It's an odd concept, praying, for me. I can't work out how God decides. All those people praying at once for different things, is it like best idea wins, or is it a democracy? Like, he puts things at each issue, he goes, right, votes for and against, you know? If it's a democracy, we're in trouble. We're a tiny nation. Like, next time there's a flood warning in the West Country, if we're all going, oh, I hope everyone's OK, if the whole of China is going, yeah, fuck Bristol... There's a billion of them. More about China later.
Ricky sips his beer.
Yeah, I've always found praying quite strange. Like, if I bump into a friend or neighbour and I know they've got a little kid, and I go, oh, how's so-and-so? And they go, oh, not good. He's in intensive care. We don't know if he's going to pull through, but I pray every night. What I do as an experiment... I go home and I pray twice that he doesn't make it. I don't do that. On a serious note, I've been doing a lot of video messages recently for terminally ill children, and only if they request it, obviously. I don't burst into hospitals and go, wake up, Baldy. Look, me twerking on TikTok. Look. No, I did a lot through the pandemic, presumably because they couldn't even see their own family. And it's through Make-A-Wish Foundation. Do you know the charity Make-A-Wish Foundation? They're great, and they give these dying kids their, like, one wish. And if it's me, I always say yes, and I always start the video the same way. I go, why didn't you wish to get better? What, you're fucking retarded as well? I don't do that either, OK? These are all jokes, all right? If I don't even use that word in real life, the R word. You just used it, Rick. Yeah, in a joke. That's not real life, is it? I'm playing a role. You sounded pretty convincing. Yeah, because I'm good. You wouldn't level the accusation at other art forms. You wouldn't go up to Sir Anthony Hopkins and go, oh, I saw you in Silence the Lambs. What's a... You a cannibal, are you? No, I was playing a role. Oh, seemed pretty convincing. Yeah. It's good. And I'm good, and that's why I do things well. Imagine if I came out and did things not very well, so you knew I was joking. That'd be fucking retarded.
He scratches his ear and grimaces.
Has anyone ever bothered asking the dolphins if they mind swimming with dying kids? You know what I mean? Because that can't be fun for them. Somebody, they're like flipping around and suddenly sort of dumps a truckload of pale teenagers flailing. And the dolphin's like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck's this? Oh, fucking hell. Oh, let them do it. Oh, fuck. They're all dying. Of what? That one just stuck his fingers in my fucking blowhole. He's not going to be around for long, nor am I if I can't fucking breathe. It's very sad. But we all die. We all know we're going to die. And we all do die, so it doesn't really matter if we die one at a time along the way or all at once in one big final Armageddon. The result is we're all going to be dead one day and we're all going to be dead forever. And I've been to a lot of funerals in my time. You live this long, you know a lot of people, they die, right? And I don't mind funerals because it's the end. You know what I mean? I hate weddings. Oh, fucking hell. There's so much hope, you know what I mean? And they're needy and arrogant. It's out. They go, oh, we're getting... Do you want to come and watch us for 12 hours? No, fuck no. Even the invite is arrogant, isn't it? It's like a royal decree. You are cordially invited. It's not a fucking honour. I don't want to go to your shitty wedding. Do you know what I mean? And then you go, oh, right, yeah. When is it? And they go, 2 years' time. They know you haven't got an excuse for 2 years' time. So you just have to hope that one of them dies. You know what I mean? And so you go, oh, yeah, I'll be there, yeah, yeah. Where is it? And they go, India. Oh, fuck off. I'm not having injections for you, you boring bastards. And I've got a big family now, a big extended family, and there's always one of them getting married, and they know I've got a bit of cash, so I can't give them a tea set anymore. I've got to get them their first fucking house. You know what I mean? I've got a big family because I had older brothers and sisters, and they all had loads of kids, and their kids have had loads of kids, and their kids have had loads of kids because we're chavs. Basically, there's a new baby every Christmas. It's one of those families. You know what I mean, I go home, it's crowded. I go, oh, whose is that? Oh, yours is it? Oh, well done. I don't know him. I don't know her. You know what I mean? It's like, but what I've done over the last couple of years, I've got them each individually, right, in private, and I've told them that I'm leaving my entire fortune to just them, right? But to keep it secret, so they all love me, right? And I'm not doing a will, so my funeral is going to be a fucking bloodbath. I'm at that age now where people ask me what I've got planned for my funeral. Even journalists say, oh, what's your funeral? I go, I don't know, I haven't planned it. No, I go, no, it's fucking depressing. Also, I don't care, I'll be dead. They go, don't care about what people think of you? No, I'll be dead. They go, what about your legacy? Fuck my legacy. You can't plan your legacy. I think of all these people who died thinking they'd be loved forever, eminent people going, there is a statue of me in the town square. And now they're pulling down the statues, aren't they? Going, pull down this fucking statue. Why? He was a slave trader. Pull down the fucking statue. He built the hospital. Should we pull that down? No, leave the hospital. Leave the hospital. Just pull down the fucking statue.
Ricky rubs his nose as he pauses expressionlessly.
Pull down the statue and dump it in the canal. He built the canal as well. It doesn't matter, just pull down the fucking statue. I don't think you should whitewash history. If you find out something new, add to it. Like, if there's a statue and it's got Lord Whimsy, trader, philanthropist, add bit racist. Or one of those blue plaques on a house. Sir Robert Spuke lived here. Author, poet, pedo. I think we live too long. That's why we have time to worry about all this. We're not meant to live this long. As a species, we're about 300,000 years old as Homo sapiens. We've been around as hominids for a few million years. And, of course, along with every other life form that exists at the moment, we've been evolving for 3.5 billion years. Everything that exists at the moment all came from the same little blob of organic matter 3.5 billion years ago. That's why it annoys me when people say, oh, yeah, humans, we're the most evolved. We're not the most evolved. We're no more evolved than the slug or the snail. People go, oh, come on, look at them. Yeah, they got it right early doors. Nature keeps testing them. Do you want eyes? No. Not really. No. I have noticed one thing about the slug and the snail. Let's not split hairs. Let's be honest. The snail is basically a slug with a shell on it, isn't it? Right? But if you pull the shell off the snail, it starts giving it all, oh, I'm dying, I'm dying. And the slug is like, welcome to the real world, cunt. So, yeah, we've been around for about 300,000 years, and for most of that time, we had the same life expectancy as every other wild ape, 35, 40, if you're lucky. You're born, you grow, you mate, you're playing with your kids, you get a cut, you go, oh, what's that, dead? Right? But now with antibiotics and medicine, we've pushed that forward. A child born today can expect to live to about 100. And scientists said soon that'll be 120. And science also said that in the near future, there's no reason with proper care and attention that human beings won't regularly live to 150 years old, which is amazing until you remember that we get a set number of brain cells, right, which we only lose. You can't get them back. So in the future, there's going to be 15 billion people on the planet, you know. Half of them are going to be over 100, and they're all going to have Alzheimer's. It's going to be like Dawn of the Dead. It's going to be fucking horrible. You know? My auntie died of Alzheimer's. I don't know how you die of Alzheimer's. She forgot to live. Right? And for the last couple of years, she was in her home, and my cousin, her only kid, used to visit her like once a week, and it got more and more depressing because soon she didn't recognise him, and then she didn't know who she was, or you know, and then she died. And at the funeral, we were sort of reminiscing about the good days, some of the funny, absent-minded things she said and did, and we realised, oh, probably that was the beginning of the disease before it was diagnosed. And this is a true story. Once, my cousin went home from work and he went in and she went, your tea's in the oven, I've had mine already. He went, oh, cheers, Mum. And it was like a fish pie, right? He ate the fish pie and he went, oh, God. And he ran upstairs, vomited, went back down and went, Mum, the fish is off, I've just been really sick. And she said, yeah, it made me really sick.
He throws up his hands despairingly.
I've been looking into infant mortality rates recently. For research, it's not a fucking fetish. Like, a child born today in the UK has a percentage chance of survival of 99.8%, which is incredible. I thought, is that just the mollycoddled West? And I was putting in third world countries. And even in Africa, it's like 96.5%. In the wilds of Africa, where everything wants to fucking eat a newborn baby, babies are vulnerable enough, aren't they? In Africa, a baby can be born in a mud hut. There's a lion outside. It's covered in blood because they can't wash it. They've got no water. Oh, and it's already got AIDS. Now, by the time that joke goes on Netflix, it'll be nuanced. There'll be an underlying satirical point, our claim. But until then, all I've got is, baby's got AIDS. I know that it's funny. I just have to work out why. Leave it with me. Leave it with me. Also, by the time that goes on Netflix, I'd have been playing arenas around the world. It'd be hitting hard, people would be laughing. So if you are an African woman and you just had a baby in Africa and the doctor goes, oh, I'm sorry, your baby's got AIDS. You go, oh, my God, you're there. You know, a little baby's got AIDS. You're there with your husband and you go, oh, our baby's got AIDS, Jeff.
He grins and shakes his head while miming cradling a baby. Then mimes Jeff putting out a cigarette.
I know, Tracy, I've got it too, darling. Our baby's got eyes. Oh, should we watch some comedy to cheer us up? Yeah. What, Netflix? Yeah. What, Ricky Gervais? Duh. Yeah. And they're sad that their baby's got AIDS, but they're sort of laughing along. Ah, oh, Armageddon, ha. Huh? And he gets to that bit. Ah, baby's got AIDS. And she goes, oh, my God, Jeff, what? Why are they all laughing at us and our baby with AIDS? And Jeff goes, well, they're not laughing at us, per se. She goes, well, they are. They've named us and everything. They're literally laughing at us in this bit. And Jeff goes, yeah, but we're a fictional couple with a fictional baby with AIDS. Anyone offended by that is a fucking moron. And then he goes, and at least he didn't do the accent. So... And then she goes, yeah, but only because Jane begged him not to. It's funny because it's true.
He goes over to the lectern for a sip of beer.
I think we get our sense of humour from our parents, whether we realise it or not, particularly working-class kids, particularly from working-class mums, because they're busy, they're doing everything. They're keeping men in check, they're bringing up kids, they're going to work, they're saving the world. They haven't got time. They have to frighten their kids into behaving well. They have to go to dark places to shock them into not fucking dying. Do you know what I mean? So, like, if I was little and my mum made my tea, and it wasn't my favourite, it was boiled potatoes instead of chips every day, and I went, I don't like them, my mum would go straight to, of course you do, there's children your age in Africa and they're starving to death, right? And I go, Jesus, all right. You know what I mean? The true story, I was 7 years old, right, and I'd been playing in the park and I came running in and my mum went, Ricky, come here, sit down. There must have been a local pedo incident, right? And my mum went, never go in the toilets in the park again. And I went, why? She knew she couldn't explain paedophilia to a seven-year-old, right? But this is what she came up with. She said, because there's a man going round and he's cutting little boys' willies off.
He gawps open-mouthed.
I was like... Oh, what? That's a fucking thing, is it? That's a... I didn't sleep for a week. And it worked. I never went in those fucking toilets again. But she knew instinctively, if she'd have gone, Ricky, come in, sit down. What's the matter? Never go in the toilets again. Why not? There's a paedophile. What's a paedophile? Oh, he's a man who gives you sweets and puppies. Bring it on. You know what I mean? At 7 years old, I'd wank off anyone for a puppy. I'd be like that, wouldn't it? Be like that.
He mimes with his hand above his head, grins and gives a thumbs up.
Gonna get a puppy here? I'm getting a puppy. I'm getting a puppy. Gonna get a puppy, eh? Cool, fucking hell.
He changes hands.
Oh, I cannot do it left-handed at all. Fucking hell, come on. Have you been drinking?
He grimaces and puffs out his cheeks.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Come on.
He mimes tickling testicles.
Oh, now. Oh.
He grimaces with the effort.
I've started, so I'll finish. Oh, fuck me. Oh, what sort of puppy is it? A what? A Labrador?
He speeds up.
Throw in a kitten, I'll give you a blowjob. I'll go over like that. Kitten, puppy, come.
The cum's on his face, the kitten and puppy under each arm.
Oh, I miss the local pedo. Don't you? There was always one, wasn't there? Outside the school, you'd be with your mum and she'd go, look, there's a paedophile. Because he had the uniform of the pedo. You know what I mean? You could spot old bloke, bald on top, long down the sides, like that. And I'd go, that's a dirty pedo. Say hello, 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 like that. Dirty, look, that's what a fucking pedo looks like. Dirty fucking paedophile, right? That's what they look. If he touches you, we'd burn his house down. It was a good system. You know what I mean? But then Michael Jackson comes along and he breaks the mould, doesn't he? Because he's not an ugly bloke outside the school. I'm not saying Michael Jackson definitely was a paedophile. No one knows, only Michael and all those people he paid off. All I'm saying is that Kids loved Michael. Just to look at him, like a little Disney cartoon, wasn't he? And then his voice, hello, you know, that... Oh, Michael Jackson go up to any kid he wanted. Probably not as well, didn't he?
He moonwalks backwards.
That's another thing. Kids would go, there's Michael Jackson, but he's going away from us. He wasn't, he was going towards them. But people don't care, because he's so good. Right, he's so good. He's so popular as well. I think if he'd have lived to stand trial, he'd have beaten the rap, because everyone loves him. And he'd be so vulnerable in court as well, wouldn't he? He'd be there like that. And the judge will go, Michael, did you fiddle with all those kids? And he'd go, hee-hee. The judge will go, case it, get out of here, scamp. Go on. I promised you more about China, and this is an amazing statistic, OK? This is true. Look it up, right? In China, there are 10 million Chinese paedophiles. 10 million Chinese paedophiles in China, and there's not enough kids. Because they've been restricting the birth. There's all these poor pedos, and they're going, where's all the fucking kids? Like, you know, fuck me, we're having to double up here, and... I just thought of a joke then, I can't do it. It is actually too offensive. Okay, all right, I'll do it. But remember, you can't choose your own thoughts, okay? And I just had this thought, right? Chinese paedophile goes up to a little Chinese kid and he goes, do you want a puppy? And the kid goes, I'm not hungry.
Smiling guiltily, hands clenched, Ricky goes over to his beer.
You made me do that. You committed the hate crime. I'm woke, I forgot. Let me get back on track, right. Right, I've got a woke joke, right? Remember those jokes we used to have when we were kids, like doctor-doctor jokes, like, doctor, I keep thinking I'm a pair of curtains. Well, pull yourself together then, right? I've done a woke version of that, brought it up to today's standards, right? So, bloke goes to the doctor. He goes, doctor, I keep thinking I'm a pair of curtains. And the doctor goes, well, you are then.
He keeps a straight face, then looks thoughtful.
Good in that, innit? I should do political stuff now I'm woke, but I don't like it when a comedian just spouts his own political views and it relies on the audience agreeing with him to get a round of applause. I think that loses something comedically. I want everyone to like my jokes, whatever your political persuasion. A joke shouldn't have a political wing, you know. I'm political in my private life, like everyone, you know. Like, I'm sometimes incensed by the inequalities in our society. We're in the 7th richest economy in the world, right? And there's homelessness. There's 250,000 homeless people in Britain. Now, I wish there were no homeless people, because they're fucking horrible. You know, oh yeah, right next to the fucking cash point, you cheeky cunt. It is a serious problem, and I hope none of you ever find yourself homeless, but if you do, my advice is heroin.
He mimes injecting.
Cheers you right up, apparently. I've got one of those mates. My mate said this to me in all seriousness. He said, yeah. He said, but the thing about heroin, Rick, he said, some of the greatest albums of all time were created on heroin, weren't they? I went, yeah, but they were created by some of the greatest artists of all time, weren't they? You're a plasterer. Right? If I were to give you heroin, you wouldn't come up with Dark Side of the Moon, would you? You'd fall asleep watching the telly and burn the fucking house down. I should do topical stuff, but I never watch... the news. I did see one thing recently on YouTube, actually. Do you know the little fella from Game of Thrones? The actor, Peter Dinklage. Do you know Peter Dinklage? Yeah. He was at a junket, and it was for a new thing he was doing, right? And they were filming it. That's why it got leaked onto YouTube. And I don't know what brought it up, but he suddenly started going off on one. Oh, God. He was going, it's fucking disgusting. They're still doing productions of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. For Christ's sake, it's fucking demeaning. It's 2023. He wasn't happy.
He strokes his beard with a wry smile.
He was grumpy, wasn't he? He's got a point now, hasn't he? Obviously, he's got a point. But the thing is, it's all right for him because he's a multi-millionaire Hollywood actor, and he's a great actor as well. He does Shakespeare and everything. A lot of dwarves in entertainment aren't that great. Some of them are fucking. They're props, right? No, let's be. They're lucky to be fired from a fucking cannon, right? And so, dancing around Snow White for 3 weeks of the year, that is their, like, holy grail, and he's going to fuck it for them. If he takes that, what can they do? And he's not saying you should do Snow White and the Seven Dwarves with normal-size actors. You can't do that either. You get in trouble for that in Hollywood, or you can't take a dwarf's job or a disabled person's job. Like, Eddie Redmayne got in trouble when he played Stephen Hawking in the biopic. The life story of Stephen Hawking, right? Won an Oscar for it, and that's when the backlash started. People going, no, it should be played by a real disabled creature. All this... Right, and they're going, the actor should have the same disability as the person they're portraying. But it was the life story of Stephen Hawking, right? So for the first part of the film, the cunt could walk, right? So I put it to you, what is easier, getting an actor who can walk, pretend he can't, for the last bit of the film, or get an actor who can't walk, pretend he can for the first bit? How would that even fucking work? Puppetry, think. You can't always find an actor with the same disability as the person they're portraying. They're fucking actors. What if they did a biopic of Helen Keller, the deaf, dumb and blind girl? Well, what's the chances of finding a deaf, dumb and blind actress who can play that role? And if you did, you go run into the director and go, we found a deaf, dumb and blind girl. What did she say? She didn't even answer the fucking phone. Oh, don't get me started. Oh.
More beer.
Oh. Cultural appropriation. Have you heard of that? Cultural appropriation. The latest no-no. Now, again, in my day, it was considered a good thing to swap ideas with other cultures, with other nations, to share things with other races, to assimilate. It was the opposite of racist. Now it's racist. Gwen Stefani got in trouble in her last video because she had her blonde hair in dreadlocks. People go, no, black people invented dreadlocks. You can't have them. You're white. That's racist. Jamie Oliver got in trouble when he put out authentic jerk chicken recipe. People go, no, black people invented that. You can't have it. You're white. That's racist. Now, black people, they use the N-word, don't they? We invented that.
Ricky puts his hands on his hips, then holds them out, palms up, and breaks into a broad grin. He puts a hand to his forehead.
That's the one, isn't it? That's the one. Listen, I know white people are the worst. I know that. That's why no one likes a fucking white middle-aged man anymore. Until we need a boiler fixing. Then it's get the bald bloke round now. Critical race theory. Have you heard of that? Being taught in schools now, particularly in trendy areas like LA, right? Just like 5-year-old kids and 6-year-old kids. If you haven't heard it, in a nutshell, critical race theory says that all white people are racist. It says that we're born racist and we continue to be racist because we're affording the privilege of a racist society set up by our forefathers, okay? So basically, all white people are racist and there's nothing we can do about it, which is a relief. I think the world's going to get harder and harder to understand as I get older and more bewildered. A new dogma arises in the name of progress. Now, dogma is never progressive, however new and trendy, but I think soon I'll be outnumbered. And like, it was only this year that I ordered my first item off Amazon. All the way through the pandemic, Jane's like, bang, things are arriving, we need this, bang, it's here. Like, and I was going, oh, and she goes, it's easy. I go, I never liked real shopping either. Hated real shopping, particularly clothes shopping. I hated clothes shopping when I was young and thin. I really hate it now I'm fat and old, right? Once, a shop assistant thought I had my inside leg and my waist measurement the wrong way round. I could see her thinking, do you have an orangutan, sir? No, it's for me, you cheeky... Yeah, I never like real shopping, but I don't trust the internet either. And Jamie's going, it's just put in your credit card. I don't want to have my credit card details. She went, everyone's got your credit card details. Just put the number in. I went, what one? She went, the long one. She went, oh, fuck me, give it here. There, you're on. Order something. So I thought, oh, I don't want anything. Well, oh, tracksuit bottoms. You can't have too many. I wear mine to the bollocks fall out, right? So I put in men's tracksuit bottoms, black, zip pockets, about 38. Oh, fuck me, they look all right. Size chart. I go, well, they'll be a bit long, but they'll be a bit tight. I thought, $9.99. I thought, oh, fuck it, who cares, right? So I ordered them. They came the next day. I opened them up. They were shit. Now, I don't know what sweatshop they were made in or what little 8-year-old Chinese kid made them, but he should be fucking punished because they are. Oh. And I was looking up where to fucking complain to get him fired, right? And I found out that these kids only get $2 a day in these fucking places, right? But what happened to pride in your work? Do you know what I mean? And I can tell some of you are thinking, oh, yeah, but he didn't think Ricky Gervais would order them. Well, no, but maybe you should be told there's a chance that Ricky Gervais might order them. His owner should sit him down, right, and say, if Ricky Gervais orders these and complains, I'm going to rape your mummy again. What, is that too much? Sorry. No. Leave it with me. Leave it with me. You'll realise this is great satire when I'm dead.
He takes another swig of beer.
So, I don't know how humanity will end, as I say. There's a long list, everything from... I can't believe nuclear war's back on the table after all we've learnt. But I think maybe the rise of the pandemic where parasites and microbes and bacteria and our antibiotics fail and... Or maybe those things that happen, but we're sort of evolved through it. Like, we'll find out there's pockets of sort of mutant people around the world that are slightly resistant to radiation and slightly resistant to microbes, and we sort of start again. Because we don't really understand the mechanism of human evolution since civilization, because it's never been based on, you know, survival of the fittest, where fittest meant just the biggest, strongest male gets to pass on his genetic material. There's other paradigms, right? Nature is brutal. Sometimes it is the biggest, strongest male that gets the female, and even then, she has a litter. If there's a runt, she goes, fuck it, kill that. Eat it, share it out amongst the rest of us. Now, we don't do that in human society. We go the other way. We spend more time and care and attention on the weak and the vulnerable to give them a chance. Like, if you're a father and you've got two kids, you've got little Timmy, who's 6, right? You've got Jack, who's 8. And you go to little Timmy, you go, Timmy, what do you want for Christmas? And he goes, motorised wheelchair. Aha. I promised Jane I wouldn't do the voice and I fucking forgot. Too late now, isn't it? What do you want for Christmas, Timmy?
Motorised wheelchair.
Right, well, they start at $2,000, so fucking hell. What do you want, Jack?
Just a tennis racket, please, Dad.
Oh, good lad, huh? How is your tennis?
Best in the school. Oh, you... Good lad.
Also a ramp.
Fuck me. So now we're doing fucking building work at Christmas, are we? Fuck me. Oh, sorry, Jack, can't afford your tennis racket. We've got to spend all the money on a ramp and a motorised wheelchair for this money-grabbing little fucking... Why do you need a motorised one?
No arms.
That's fair enough. That is fair enough. I can tell some of you feel a bit uncomfortable laughing at little Timmy, who's a... A little 6-year-old lad, he's got a funny little voice because his whole chest is all fucked.
He grimaces, but still giggles.
Got no arms, no legs, just like stumps, right? But let me tell you something about Timmy to make you feel better about yourselves. He's a fucking racist. Yes. Horrible little shit, he is. You little fucking bigot. You disgusting little fucking racist, you racist scum, you filthy little fucking, you fascist, you fucking, you disgust me.
Ricky paces with a wry smile.
Homophobic? Yeah. He's like, they're not like us. Nothing's like you, you disgusting little fucking, you prejudiced little piece of, you ball of hate. You disgusting little fucking racist homophobe. I wish we'd had a scan. You absolute... You...
Ricky paces slowly.
Misogynist. If he could, he'd rape. There's... There's your little Timmy. Some people don't think we evolved in the first place. Some people think that God made us all at once in one fell swoop and by himself. I think if he'd had a wife or a mate, there'd have been questions when he was working, wouldn't they? He'd be like, what are you doing? Creating man. Creating man. Oh, what's it got? What do you mean, what's it got? Has it got, like, claws and fangs and shit? No, not really, no. Oh, has it got poison? Nope, no poison. Oh, has it got armour, like spikes and shit? Nope, no armour. How will it survive? Ah, it's got the best brain in the animal kingdom. It'll work stuff out. It'll create weaponry to take down beasts 100 times mightier than itself. It'll wear their carcass through the Ice Age. It'll go through famine. It'll go through world wars. It'll eventually start getting scared of words.
But... He pauses with a broad grin, then looks serious.
For 10,000 generations, it'll be top dog. Oh. What are they? His testicles. Oh. What are they for? He keeps everything in there. His seed, his DNA. What's DNA? It's like a blueprint for life. It determines what you're like, what sex you are. Oh, how many sexes are there? 2.
He makes a cut-off gesture and shakes his head.
Also, that's where he keeps his testosterone, so he's fucking well hard, right? And if you take a finger and flick a testicle, he's fucked. He's absolutely fucked. He's thrown up, he's on the floor, he's out of the game, absolutely kippered. Why are you putting it on the outside? For a laugh, just for a laugh. Artificial intelligence, the latest existential threat to humanity, the rise of the robots, so intelligent, they can teach themselves, they can teach each other, they can build each other, you know? Soon they know everything there is to know and they hate us. Why wouldn't they, right? And they'll be so realistic, they'll walk amongst us, they'll go to work, right? You know when they're getting really human? When they start calling in sick. Mondays. I mean, they've learned all the tricks. They go, oh, I'm not coming in today. Why not? Oh, fed up. What's the matter with you? They sort of scan social media. ADHD. Self-diagnosed. There'll be in HR all the time, won't they? Be like, Ryan in accounts is romophobic. What would he say? Call me a whiny plastic cunt. I think we should be allowed to insult robots when it's happened, you know, because we've made them to make our life easier and that would get things off our chest, because it's bad enough, isn't it, with real people, you're getting in trouble, saying the wrong thing, people taking things the wrong way now, like, oh, my God, oh, I made Fat Linda cry today. Oh, what happened? I just shouted out to her, then I remembered we only call her that behind her back. I'm sure people didn't used to get offended all the time when I was little. I might be remembering it wrong, but not grown-ups, not your parents, not your grandparents. They grew up dodging bombs and their firstborn having polio and the menfolk dying at 50 of lung disease. They could take a fucking joke, right? It was all about the wind-up. I used to wind up my mum all the time. This is a true story. When I went off to university, after about a week, I phoned home. My mum answered. She went, oh? I went, it's Ricky. She went, you all right? I went, not really. I'm in hospital. I think I'm blind. She went, what? I went, no, I'm only joking. Right? She went, you silly bugger. She went, I could have had a heart attack, right? And she's right. She could have had a heart attack. And I knew that. That's how committed I am to having a laugh. You're welcome. You're welcome. Space travel. The last-ditch attempt. When we fuck this planet completely, can we leave its dying husk and move to a new one and start again? I don't think so. Not in my lifetime. Probably not in yours, you know. It's like the closest one, the only one viable, is Mars. And that's 9 months away on a rocket, right? It's got no atmosphere, an average temperature of minus 70 degrees. How's this for irony? Scientists are working out whether they can detonate nuclear warheads in the crust to release the frozen water to cause an atmosphere and get a little bit of global warming going. I mean... But I don't know. It's only billionaires have got enough money to waste on exploration. There's nothing out there, you know. It's like, now you can do space tourism. Have you heard of that? You can pay $150,000. They shoot you into space for an hour, and you float around going, I'm in space. I mean, we're already in space. Earth is right in the fucking middle of space, right? It's the best bit of space there is. It's got car parks and cinemas. It's like there's nothing else to see. It's like living in London and going, I wonder what Coventry's like. You don't...
He puts a hand to his forehead and paces across the stage.
But I'm optimistic. I am. I think people care about the planet deep down. I think just that most people on the planet don't realise that most people on the planet are destroying the planet. Most people don't realise that in my lifetime, we've wiped out 70% of all animal populations. And what's left en masse on the Earth of animals is 36% human, 60% farm animals just to feed humans, and 4% wild now. People don't realise that we have to tear down entire rainforests, the lungs of the Earth, just to grow grain, to feed these cows, to feed us. We steal grain from third world countries because they want hard currency. They can't even feed their own people. We take their grain, feed our cattle. Meat eaters. If you eat meat every day, if you gave up one day a week, we'd feed another 100 million people. But I think people care. It's out of sight, out of mind. Think of the animal that most people know, their dog. They love their dog. They wouldn't let anyone hurt their dog. And a dog is a cow, is a sheep, is a deer. People love their dog so much, they won't even watch a fictional thing where a dog gets hurt. And I get that. There's a website. It's a real website. It's called doesthedogdie.com, right?
He picks up a piece of paper.
And it was set up because people would watch a film or a programme with a dog in it, and something would happen to the dog, and they'd turn it off. It would ruin it for them. It would ruin their day, right? So this website was set up. You could go to it. You could put in any film or TV show and ask, does a dog die? And someone would answer you, no, or whatever. And it's become a thing for all anyone's phobias. Anything you don't want to see in a film, you just look up the film and they answer your question, right? So I looked up one film on here, Schindler's List.
He looks at the paper and grimaces.
Absolutely real. Schindler's List, doesthedogdie.com. Right? First question, does a dog die? No. Does a cat die? No. Are any animals abused? Someone answers, there is a chicken that's handled roughly, but otherwise unharmed. Now, I love animals more than anyone I know, but if I was Jewish, I'd be slightly offended by this avenue of questioning. Imagine that in real life. Imagine someone says, oh, yeah, my grandparents were murdered by the Nazis. You go, oh, what happened? Oh, they were dragged from their house and sent to the gas chamber. Oh, was a chicken hurt? What? But as I say, it's become, you can ask any question about anything. Someone says, is there child abuse? Is teeth damaged? Is there a hanging? Does someone struggle to breathe? Yeah. Well, yeah, yes. Someone says, does someone fall downstairs? Who's scared of slapstick? It's like... Anyway, so this website was founded in 2010, so it's run about 13 years, right? And the later questions start reflecting the times we live in now, and they get more and more fragile and narcissistic. These questions were asked this year. Check it out, Schindler's List, right? Someone says, are there any fat jokes? Would that make this worse? Well, imagine the real thing. Imagine I'm in a concentration camp, right? I'm naked, everyone around me is naked. We got a commandant herding us towards a gas chamber, and he goes, move it, fatty, right? And I go, rude.
He raises his eyebrows and archly puts his hands on his hips.
No, that has ruined the whole experience, if I'm honest. Someone asks, is there hate speech? Yeah, there is. Suck it up, buttercup. Are there any man in a dress jokes? Very few jokes. If you've come to this film for a giggle, you're going to be very disappointed. But this one takes the biscuit for me. Remember, this is a movie set in the 1940s about arguably the worst atrocity in civilized human history. Check this out. Is someone misgendered? Fucking hell.
Ricky clamps a hand to his forehead.
This is quite sweet. Is there any anti-Semitism? Yeah. This is pretty much the mother load, right? Forget Kanye. This... This is off the fucking charts. Don't do that when you're talking about this. Fuck's sake. I was doing the graph. I'll do it like that. This is off the charts. That's...
He was raising his right hand.
Wouldn't things have been different if that was Hitler's salute? The whole thing would have been... He goes, it's Hitler.
He casually raises a hand.
Hiya. This is interesting. Does it have a sad ending? Right? Someone says yes, and then someone else says no. And I thought about it. No, but then I remembered, if you've seen the film, if you remember, when the story sort of ends, Spielberg then tacks on a real bit of footage where he gets real-life descendants of people murdered in the Holocaust, and he films them coming into a Jewish cemetery, and they each leave a stone on the grave to represent their family members that were murdered, and it builds up, and it's very moving. And so I think I get the ambiguity. Does it have a sad ending? Yes, in the sense that 6 million Jews pointlessly lost their life, but no, in the sense there was still enough left over to build a little rockery. So...
He mimes balance, pinches his nose, and studies the paper.
I asked one question myself on this. Is James Corden in it?
Ricky stares expressionlessly, then grins.
I did look at one other film briefly, Titanic, right? And it's got all the same sort of questions. And the one where it goes, are any animals harmed? Someone answers, there are no explicit scenes of animals being harmed, but Rose did have a goldfish, which probably didn't make it. I think of the goldfish in the bowl on the sideboard when the boat hits the iceberg, and he's all like that, right? And people are running around going, ah, we're going in the water. And he's all smug then, and he's going, don't worry about it. Oh, no, not water. Then he gets in the sea and he goes, oh, it's very salty, isn't it? It's very salty.
He strolls back to the lectern for a drink.
I'll leave you with a true story. It's still on the theme of Does the Dog Die? When I was 7 years old, my mum took me to the cinema to see a film called Old Yeller. Beautiful film, yeah, made in the late 50s and sort of set in the Wild West on this homestead. And it's about a kid who adopts this little junkyard dog and he calls him Old Yeller and they grow up together. And it's a buddy movie. It's a love story between this kid and his dog. And eventually, when the dog's big and, you know, he protects this kid in the wild, he fights a cougar and a bear and a wolf or whatever. But towards the end of the film, the kid's about 13, maybe, it takes a dark turn. I remember the kid sort of looking at Old Yeller, who's locked in the barn, and the mother's suspicious, right? And she goes, is it Old Yeller all right? He went, yeah, he's fine. But the kid knows that he's been bitten, right? And soon, Old Yeller starts foaming at the mouth and getting aggressive. And the mother turns up with a gun, and the kid goes, no. And she goes, you know we've got to do it, boy. He goes, yeah, but he's my dog. I'll do it. And he shoots his own dog. And I was like in floods. For like a year, right? Anyway, fast forward, right, a few years ago, I was on tour, I was on a train, and I get a text from Jane, and she says, oh, I'm finally watching Old Yeller. And I sent back, oh, enjoy, right? I didn't think, right? 20 minutes later, I get a text, nothing happens to that dog, does it? Oh, I couldn't believe my fucking luck. I thought she knew, or... So I sent back, no, of course not. 1 hour later, I get a text, you cunt. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Cheers. Thanks to everyone who bought a ticket. If you bought a platinum ticket, the money goes to an animal charity and you've raised $2 million so far. So thank you so much. I even get a bit of stick about that on social media. There's always someone who goes, oh, why do you only speak up for animals? And I go, well, because they haven't got a voice of their own except parrots. And I think that's why we don't eat parrots. Everyone around the world eats every other type of bird, don't they? Everyone in the world eats fucking chickens and ducks and geese and turkeys and ostriches. No one eats parrots. Do you know why? If you go and try and eat a parrot, it goes, fuck off, you cunt. So speaking up really does work, right? And that has sort of been one of the themes of the show, because I know in the real world, in normal jobs, everyday life, you get in trouble. People tell you off for saying certain things or thinking certain things or even laughing at certain things, right? They say you're bad for laughing at that. And some of you take it to heart. You go, oh, my God, am I a bad person? No, you're not. One, you can't choose your sense of humour. You can't. It's involuntary. And two, that's exactly what humour is for, to laugh at bad shit, to get us through it, right? And... And we've established, you can't even choose your own thoughts. How often have you been on a train station and you've suddenly thought, what if I just pushed that bloke? And then you go, why have I thought that? Am I a psychopath? No, you're not. You're the opposite. You're a safe pair of hands. You're testing yourself. You're reminding yourself how terrible that would be. You're a good person, right? I don't get that one. What I get is I'm talking to a really sweet old lady and I suddenly start thinking, what if I just spat in her face now? Why would I? Another theme of the show has been words change and I'm woke, haha. But here's the irony. I think I am woke, but I think that word has changed. I think if woke still means what it used to mean, that... you're aware of your own privilege, you're trying to maximise equality, minimise oppression, be anti-racist, anti-sexist, anti-homophobic. Yes, I'm definitely woke. If woke now means being a puritanical, authoritarian bully who gets people fired for an honest opinion or even a fact, then no, I'm not woke. Fuck that. But... here's the deal. To each their own, laugh at whatever you find funny. All laughter's good and you're amazing. Good night.
He salutes, smiles broadly and waves as he walks off stage. Coloured lights sweep the auditorium as the scene fades. Written and performed by Ricky Gervais. Producer Clyde Holcroft. Directed by John L. Spencer. Executive producer Duncan Hayes, tour manager Jonathan Paramount, tour production manager Adam Scott. Further production and post-production credits continue to appear. Recorded at the London Palladium. Copyright 2023 Netflix. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Audio description by Adrenaline Studios, written and voiced by Roland Byrne. Derek Productions Limited.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colours.